Welcome everyone to Yeshua's Blessing on this beautiful day of August the 12th, 2012. And I like these synchronicities of days where it's 12-12. Somehow it just seems to be harmonious and synchronistic with the purpose of this year. One of the most prophesied years in over 1,000 years, and we don't know what it will bring. It may bring just an opportunity and a challenge for all of us to find more meaning in our life. I'm not sure. We'll know after the clock strikes 12 on December 31st. We'll be able to look back and say, oh, what did it bring? But for now, it seems to be enough that it's whetting our appetite for life, that it's bringing us into a high expectation where we look for the extraordinary. And I hate to say, but, you know, we should be looking for the extraordinary every day, every year, no matter what, because this is an extraordinary life we're living and an extraordinary universe. And we have an extraordinary opportunity to relate to God and find our transformation in life. So I want to encourage you to do that, whether it's 2012 or 2013. But I'm just delighted with the recording that Chris produced and is ready to send out, which I will be sending out for you. But I should just take this opportunity to remind everyone who's thinking about coming to the Blessing Conference here at the next one. It's the third one in Sedona on November 17th and 18th. Our early bird discount ends on midnight August 15th, that's this coming Wednesday. So if you know you're coming, beyond a shadow of a doubt, please do save yourself some money and also help us. The reason we had to have this incentive for people to come forward is because, unfortunately, the way it is with hotels right now, they don't take anything on partnership anymore. They don't take anything on trust anymore. You pretty much have to pay for every person you're expecting to have, food and all, up front. And so August 15th is our upfront date. And so that's why we created an incentive, a reward to bring as many of you up front as possible. So you're helping everybody by making your decision quickly, and I'm going to be sending this a video out. I know you're going to be thrilled by seeing. He did beautiful shots of Sedona and also of the hotel and the whole environment, which is just fabulous. And I'm so looking forward to giving all of you a hug. I wish each and every one of you would be here so that I could do that. We have four people on the line, and I'm going to open up the line so that we can talk while I drink a little water, because I can tell I'm going to need, my throat is talking to me right now, to get hydrated, Glenda. And I encourage all of you to do the same, because remember, water moves the energy. Another thing that moves the energy is Christ scent. That's the essential oil blend that was created to best replicate what I sense as I'm with Yeshua whenever he comes to be with me. And I have a definite problem here. Do not have a clue what it is. My computer just went off. My screen. So if you will bear with me, I can't even bring anyone on the line right now. I'm going to just offer my message while I'm transitioning into a laptop where hopefully I will not have the problem. The computer seems to be fine. It's just the monitor that's off. So I'm going to be... hold on just a minute. Larry, are you on?
Yeah.
Okay. I will just take, while my laptop is coming up so that I can control, don't anyone sign off because I'll get to you. We just have to kind of switch the agenda around a little bit. And I haven't been on my laptop in a few days, so that has to be I don't have, this is really, really weird. We are. Okay. Well, the blackout seems to be a potential message that I'm being given to deal with, and it is happening, unfortunately, on my laptop as well. And Larry is fine. So, but he is not logged in to our like everyone, you're going to get an inspirational message from me, and at the turn of the hour, we're going to do our blessing. I understand that I, from Larry, he tells me that I am on the phone line, so that is not blocked out. For some strange reason, both of my monitors will not come on. So I, this may be an answer from the universe about a question I inadvertently posed, but I do not know what will happen in this year 2012. It seems to me if there's any richness of this message, there may be a blackout. There may be a rebooting of systems. I don't know. There may be... What?
Try using my monitor.
I can try using your monitor, Larry, but I don't have a login. I've got everything in my system, and this is really quite extraordinary that it happened just all of a sudden. So we will. There's no problem with the telephone line. There's no problem with the blessing. So let's continue. What I really wanted to follow up a bit on the class we just completed. I realize not all of you were enrolled in the class, so I won't go over your head or bring in information that you did not have access to. But the fact is we are living in a world that is engaged in very high-paced change at the moment. And we can get so embroiled in needing to change one thing after another, whether it's moving from one home to another, moving to another job, transferring funds from one bank account to another, or allowing family to move in with us because they're dislocated. There's a lot of change going on right now. People are changing relationships like underwear. And it's almost as if they think that the change will bring about what they're desiring and seeking. And I think that we have actually gone past the age where change is going to bring about to us the things we want. We don't, you know, in the past, let me go back and say that in the past, when we changed in order to free up our attention and give ourselves a new, fresh orientation, a new, fresh look at life. For example, if we would move from the country to the city or vice versa, we would have a new orientation, a new fresh look, and it would stimulate creativity within us. But when what is being called of us is about what's going on in us and not externally, then we have to be mindful of the fact that external change is not going to bring this about. We have to be very mindful of the fact that perhaps we need to just take stock of ourselves. Where is our heart? Where is our Where are our values? What is bringing the greatest meaning into our life? What is helping us to gain more certainty in our life? And where are we going to find the love and connection that we want? I'm sorry that I paused just a moment there because my laptop did come up, but now I'm afraid it's going to shut down again, and I was trying to keep that from happening. So one doesn't know what's going on here. It wants to reboot. Isn't that interesting in relation to the message I said? It looks like what we're going to be facing this year, and I think this is a direct download from Yeshua, is we're going to be facing some kind of rebooting. And it may be, based on where my conversation went after that, the rebooting, it possibly will not be in the external world so much as in the internal world, the way we view ourselves, the way we seek meaning, how we view love, and what love looks like to us. In our Change to Transformation course, we talked about prayer a great deal. We spent a whole class on prayer. And I think that prayer work is a very vital and very valuable thing for us to do in the next few months as we move into this state of transformation that we can actually find within ourselves the inner meaning, the inner joy, the inner rebooting. And one of the things that I want to say to you is let's not pray through our mind. More than likely, it's our mind that needs rebooting. It's our mind that needs reformulating and bringing up again. We need to actually be, I would say, praying with our heart and praying with a greater part of our soul. One of the things I taught our students were two prayers. One is a silent prayer, and the other is a vocal prayer. Now, let's look, first of all, at the silent prayer. The silent prayer is actually, it's very similar to meditation, but it has a little different vector on it because its intent is to connect with God. It's very much as you may have practiced in your meditation, in that you would go into your meditation quietly and focus upon your breathing. And I would recommend that you select one aspect of your breath, either your in-breath, your out-breath, between the breaths, or perhaps the movement of your diaphragm. And just focus upon that one thing until you're moved into an alpha state that is not connected with the world. And then in that alpha state, your goal is not so much to ask for things or to be anguishing over your needs or even celebrating your good fortune. Your goal in that is actually to be in union with God, allowing God to come in your life a little bit like, let's just say you were going to run a virus scan on your computer. You didn't know what was in it. You just know that lately it hasn't been working all that well. I'm drawing upon that metaphor right now because I'm still a little vexed with the fact that this all went down right in the middle of our blessing of all things. And so let's just say that you're going to let God do a scan of your whole body, mind, heart, soul, and person, knowing that God will see what's broken, what's needed, what needs rest, what needs energizing, what needs fixing, what needs expanding, what needs to be created. At first, you may only fall into this maybe 5 minutes, 6 minutes. It doesn't matter. It's not about the length of time. It's more the quality of time in which you surrender. The thing you're most to surrender are, A, your mind. Second, your emotions and your feelings about events that may pass through your life. If something passes through your consciousness, just look at it like you would a movie and let it just float on by, but be the audience, knowing that as the audience, you're still neutral. And don't judge your prayer. There are no good or bad prayers. The intent of being in prayer is what makes it good. Just the very intention. As time goes on, you'll be able to be in this space for maybe 20, 30 minutes. And God will just do a whole sweep of your body, heart, mind, soul, and being. Now, the other type of prayer that I taught everyone also bypasses the mind, but not necessarily the feelings or the emotions. It actually will employ the emotions, but in a way that's more passionate, more direct, firmer, clearer form of expression. And that is the vocal prayer. The vocal prayer has been with us for thousands of years. It may be the oldest prayer ever prayed. Prayed by communities for rain, communities for the hunt. People would come together for song and dance, and in the middle of the song and dance, together they would pray the vocal prayer. The cantors in the temple prayed vocal prayers. Vocal prayers have been central to every religion ever known to man. They've been prayed by the priest. They've been prayed by the ordinary person standing at the altar. People have prayed them in nature on their nature walks. But now the interesting thing about a vocal prayer versus a mentally voiced prayer is this. A mentally voiced prayer is prayed through the mind. And when you pray through the mind, you can't help but bring up your problems. What am I praying about? What would I want to solve? What have I been trying to figure out? Oh, God, give me the answer to this question. You can't help but trip the switch on your mind. When you go into a vocal prayer, it's really very miraculous the way the mind shuts down. Even though you're not singing with a singing voice, in a way you are singing. You are offering a chant to God. You're expressing to God, oh God, thank you for that which has happened to me. God, I need a friend in this. I need help. I'm in pain. And even when you voice vocally that you're in pain and you need a solution, it does not go into the mind. It goes to the universe. And this references back to the quote from John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was one with God. It's almost as though when we express our words vocally, we become embraced in our innocence, and there's something more than that. Our voice becomes physically chanted, physically held by our body, and the passion of our soul moves the words. We become one with God. We become one with our body. We become one with our heart. And the voice actually has a vector because you have to cast it out. You're casting the voice out to the universe. And it's really amazing the power of the vibration of your voice. As you sound your voice, it vibrates, it comes through your whole body, from the earth, through your body, through your heart, out through your mouth, into the universe. And it is miraculous what the vocal prayer can produce. Now, I realize that Yeshua said to pray in private and not be like the Pharisees who prayed in public to call attention to their prayers. Well, I don't think he was telling the apostles not to be vocal. He was telling them not to be hypocrites. He was telling them not to brag on their prayers. He was not telling them not to show off with their prayers for public viewing, for public approval. He was really telling them not to pray public prayers to be praised by others. And I would completely second what he said, because the miracle of the vocal prayer is it's one of the most intimate prayers you can pray. Well, if you allow yourself to be alone on a walk in nature or on your back porch or in your bedroom and be private about it, it's you and God. There's something rather phenomenal. Maybe it could be Om. It could be a chant. It could be a mantra. But there's something very holy about you and your Om and the resonance of your voice, how you chant, how you pray, that you make it vocal. It can transfigure your water. It can transfigure your bath. It can transfigure your food before you eat it. There is something about the vibration and the synchronicity between your heart, body, mind, and soul. So I would recommend both of these prayers, both of them in private, because both of them, let them be just between you and your Creator, you and God. It's not about making this public. But remember, when King David wrote the Psalms, every single one of them was a prayer to be chanted in the temple. If at first you don't have a prayer to chant, read a psalm from David. That will trigger your own vocal prayer. And it's very powerful. And now it's time for us to move into our blessing. And in our blessing, I would actually ask that you be in your private, silent prayer, in your heart, suspend with your mind, pray with your whole being, allow God the Creator and the Holy Spirit to enter your heart from the heavens and through the earth, through the silent chambers of your sacred heart, your body, heart, soul union, and simply be with you to convey the energy of this blessing, to let it be what it needs to be, to reach and scan your whole body, heart, soul, and being, that you may be all that you can be. Wherever you need to be healed, may you be healed. Where you need to have companionship in your rejoicing, may you have companionship in your rejoicing. Where you need to have comfort in your grief, may that comfort be given. Remove your shoes and socks. Be seated in a comfortable position with your body erect, your bare feet on the ground. Be joined with the earth and the cosmos to receive the simple, pure blessing of the Holy Spirit. And find in your heart the presence of Yeshua, knowing that He is there to be with you, to comfort you, and to pull this energy through your heart to magnify your prayers. Once the blessing is conveyed, it will take about 3 minutes. I would like for you to rest and just assimilate the energy of this blessing in your being and be in the silent prayer of your being, the silent receivership of your body, heart, soul, and mind. rebooting itself after the giving of the blessing. And now I would like to begin by inviting blessing givers to join me in this sacred moment of conveying Yeshua's blessing and the blessing of the Holy Spirit. I will pronounce an invocation to Yeshua, and each of you be in your prayer, your silent prayer, or with words as you need to express words, however prayer feels to you, but let it be from the heart and the soul, and not the mind trying to figure out the answer. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being with us this day, this blessed day of August 12th, 2012. Let us know that the will of God is in perfect order, bringing to us that which we need to be in our most perfect self, and letting that most perfect self bring about the order of transformation or change, whatever needs to come, healing, blessing, new friends, healing with old friends, new work, replenishment, abundance, whatever is needed for our life, let it come forth according to the will of God, according to our readiness to receive. Thank you for being with us, always walking with us in your love. Amen. Now receive the fullness of the blessing for 3 minutes. I will let you know when it's complete. Your blessing is complete. Now I ask that you go and rest for at least 7 minutes and assimilate. God be with you and know that you are very loved. And we'll see you back again next week. Bye-bye for now.